and treat the hair from root to end. You won't find a treatment like cell therapy in any other hair care line, and it's 100% guaranteed. Whether you have split ends, curly hair, flat hair, damaged hair, or hair that's breaking off, Ovation Cell Therapy will work for you. Get your healthy hair back. Now is the perfect time at OvationHair.com. It's the perfect time because this week is free shipping for a limited time, so hurry and save money now. Go to OvationHair.com and new customers can save even more by selecting USA Radio News at checkout. That's OvationHair.com. Free shipping is on now, but it ends soon, so hurry.
President Trump's to announce his new Cuba policy in a speech in Miami today. Senior White House officials say the plan will significantly restrict U.S. companies from doing business with Cuban enterprises controlled by the Cuban military. It will also tighten rules on Americans traveling to Cuba.
The long arm of the law will eventually catch up with you and bring you back to justice.
That's what the Utah U.S. Attorney John Huber says as a polygamist leader wanted for escaping house arrest while under indictment for food stamp fraud is expected to be back in Utah within the next few weeks. FLDS leader Lyle Jeffs captured at a marina near Yankton, South Dakota, following a tip from a pawn shop where they say he had tried to sell some tools. An FBI spokesman says,
"We have good reason to believe that Mr. Jeffs had been in the area for at least 2 weeks and was living out of his car."
This is USA Radio News.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Two escaped inmates who'd been wanted for killing a pair of prison guards in Georgia are finally back in custody. Authorities say Donnie Russell Rowe and Ricky DuBose were captured yesterday after a car and foot chase in the state of Tennessee. Rowe and DuBose are accused of overpowering and killing two Georgia Department of Corrections officers back on Tuesday. As we head towards Father's Day this Sunday, there are new studies showing postpartum depression affects men, too. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler.
It's not just a woman thing. Studies show as many as 1 in 4 men experience postpartum depression. Lynn Erdman, a nurse who specializes in it, says it's not surprising.
The mom has an advantage. She's been bonding with that baby since she was told she was pregnant. And often the mom is breastfeeding, too. And so the dad really starts his bonding after the baby is born.
She says a dad can reduce the risk by establishing a daily routine that involves cuddling, holding, and bonding with the baby the minute he or she arrives.
The pilot of a blimp that crashed yesterday morning near the site of the U.S. Open that's being played in Wisconsin this year is now in a Wisconsin hospital. The PenFed Credit Union blimp went down, landing just about a half mile from the course, bursting into flames. A crew member on the ground was able to pull the injured pilot from the wreckage. As for the golf tournament, Ricky Fowler currently tops the leaderboard. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 1 p.m. Cloudy with a high near 76 and easterly winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 50%. Tonight we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms mostly after 7 p.m., cloudy with a low around 68 degrees, and southeasterly winds around 6 miles per hour becoming calm after midnight. The chance of precipitation is 50%. Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a high near 83, light and variable winds becoming southerly between 5 and 7 miles per hour in the afternoon. The chance of precipitation is, again, 50%. On Saturday night, we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies, a low around 70, south winds around 7 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 40%. Sunday, again, cloudy skies, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 88. South winds between 8 and 14 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation, again, 50%. Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies, a high around 71 degrees, and the chance of precipitation is 50%. Monday, your work week starts with showers and thunderstorms again. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall. The degree will be near 83, and the chance of precipitation is 80%.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And good morning. It's Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show here every Friday morning on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station on this internet, which is amazing, right? That we can talk not just in our area, but be broadcasted all over on the net. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, your host of the show. And excited to tell you that just a month away is one of the biggest, hottest, most exciting events in Hunterdon County, and that is Salsa Night. And we're going to be talking about that extensively today because it is Hunterdon Helpline's biggest fundraiser, but also it is a wonderful celebration of the county, an incredible coming together of wonderful vendors, diverse foods, truly an incredible mix of people and demographics. They come from all over, and it's just one big party in the street. And we have a variety. Oh, my gosh. They just keep emailing me more vendors, more food trucks. The folks on Main Street participate, and it's incredible. So when is it? Saturday, July 15th, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., and more than 5,000 people have been coming in recent years. It's just absolutely a wonderful event. I'm thrilled to be part of it. We have it under our division of Hunterdon Hispanos, who used to do it years ago, founded by Pete Vasquez, who used to own Uncle Pete's Restaurant. It's just almost institutional, if you will, for Hunterdon County to start way back when, more than, oh gosh, it may be going on 15 years with Uncle Pete, and then taken over by Hunterdon Hispanos, and now Hunterdon Helpline, once having brought Hunterdon Hispanos under our wings. So it's one of those events that, you know, I have to say, sometimes you go to these events and you have to work and so forth and so on. No one coming to Salsa Night who has to man a booth for their organization regrets it. Probably the hands are going up in the office right about now saying, I'll go, I'll do it. It's just absolutely amazing. We started a new thing last year because we've grown, and that is having two bands play, not just one. And this year it's going to be Swing Combo, They're Coming Back, and Tempo Alegre. And I'm really excited about that, absolutely excited about that. We're going to have dance lessons again in the street by Elvis from Alma Montero's dance studio. And again, more food, more vendors, just an incredible, incredible evening, rain or shine. We've never let the rain stop us. In fact, it's become an omen of good luck for Salsa Night. And it's a great way to have a wonderful outing with your family. But if you're a business owner, it's a great way to showcase your business. And we have a variety of sponsors that are with us year after year, and some new ones as well. ShopRite of Hunterdon is our signature sponsor, as always. Huge shout out to them. Huge. Really, we couldn't do it without ShopRite, and not just because of the funding. They put on an incredible display, free goodies. They're dancing in the streets. I cannot say enough about the excitement that they actually bring to the event, and they're just absolutely wonderful. Our entertainment sponsor this year, this is huge, Unilever, and you may know them through some of their products like Knorr's soups and hollandaise sauce and all the dips. I know that I constantly have those packets ready to go in the pantry at home, and we're just really excited that a corporation like that is jumping on this bandwagon as well. Unity Bank, unbelievable. You can't say enough about Unity Bank, also one of our sponsors, and always just an incredible supporter, not just of Hunterdon Helpline, but of the community. Flemington Car and Truck, wow, you know, that is awesome. Hunterdon Healthcare, also a community fixture, always a helping hand, always right there, and we're just really, really appreciative. The Hunterdon County Cultural Heritage Cultural and Heritage Commission, I should say, again, another sponsor to bring this to the fore. PSI Print Shop and Shout Marketing Solutions. It's amazing to be able to work with the businesses of this community who recognize not just the work that Hunterdon Helpline does, but that bringing an event like this to the community brings us all together. It's more than just being a fundraiser for a local organization. It really just, it's an amazing feeling to be in the street with everybody else and eat, drink, and be merry. And of course, one of the highlights, Jake's Restaurant is again the Beer and Wine Garden sponsor. And so we'll be having our Beer and Wine Garden, as usual, with their wonderful selections of beer, but their famous sangria. And always adds a wonderful touch, and we're always appreciative that Jake's comes back year in after year to do that for us. So truly an incredible evening is being planned. You must put this on your calendar, and I will tell you some more when we come back from this break.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline Show. If you're just tuning in, we're here every Friday at 10 o'clock. I'm Susan Lax, the host of the show for Hunterdon Helpline, and we are talking about Salsa Night 2017, one of the biggest events, if not the biggest, I'd like to say, of Hunterdon County. More than 5,000 people come on down to Flemington and partake in incredible music. I have two bands I want to talk about. Incredible food, incredible vendors, and of course, our wonderful businesses, restaurants on Main Street in Flemington are also showcased. This is a wonderful opportunity for Hunterdon Helpline as a fundraiser, of course, but more importantly, it brings together this community and also introduces people from far and wide, because those 5,000 people who come, they're not just people in Hunterdon County. They're people who are getting acquainted with Hunterdon County. They're people who say, wow, there's a happening there. I'm going to go check it out. And lo and behold, but when they come, they might see a local restaurant and say, I'm going to have to come back to that one Friday or Saturday night or for Sunday brunch. And I may have to shop in the stores on Main Street because this is a happening place. So we hit... a lot of people, a lot of businesses, for a variety of reasons. But the businesses, if you're out there listening, you too can showcase what your product or service is right on the street during Salsa Night and perhaps pick up some new customers or clients. It is the most fun event that you will ever work. So we're talking live music. We have two bands coming, Swing Combo and Tempo Alegre. We've had Swing Combo before, and Jose of Tempo Alegre has worked with me in the past to get music for the event, and it is going to be unbelievable. And you're going to say, well, I can't dance, I can't do the salsa. Well, hey, we take care of that. We provide dance lessons, dance contests. We have so much fun. It is for little kids, to big kids, to older kids, to whomever. And it's just so much fun. So much food, from American food to Latino food to French food. We're going to have the creperie coming. We've got sweets. all kinds of sweets. And again, it's just an incredible party, dancing in the streets and eating and drinking. Jake's Restaurant will have its beer and wine garden set up with its famous sangria. So it is an attraction. And to be a vendor or even to sponsor, we talked about our sponsors before, ShopRite, Unilever, Unity Bank, Hunterdon Healthcare. Gosh, the list is huge, and I thought I memorized it. the County Cultural and Heritage Commission, and Flemington Car and Truck, PSI, and Shout. It's the list is getting longer and longer, which is why it's even more difficult to just throw it out there at the top of my head, because people recognize this event as being so big and so worthwhile to showcase their business, but also worthwhile for good corporate social responsibility and showing that they are community-minded and really want to be part of the community. And it's just absolutely incredible. But you can be, so you can still be a sponsor, and you can also showcase your business by being a vendor. And we've got a lot of different, from clothes to crafts. We just got a new vendor that's coming all the way from Africa. And the diversity, by the way, is just, I'm just very proud of. It's just amazing. Really, you can't get a more eclectic group getting together instead of under the roof, under the sky. So it really is a great way to showcase your business while you're having fun and while you're being a great community supporter. Yes, it does help Hunterdon Helpline and its Hunterdon Hispanos divisions, and we'll talk a little bit about what we do to need your support. But I can't get off of the fun you're going to have at Salsa Night. So if you're interested, just simply call us at 908-782-4357. Ask for a sponsorship or vendor packet. You can also go to us online at www.helplinehc.org/salsa night to get more information. And you can email us at salsa night, all one word, at helplinehc, that's helplinehc.org. Salsa night at helplinehc.org. Shoot us off an email and request a packet, and we will send that right off to you. It's a month away. If you are a restaurant who is interested, you really need to contact us immediately, because you have to get your food permits in 2 weeks prior to the event. And that is a hard and fast rule. We work very closely with the borough to put this on so that everybody's happy. And we want to follow those rules, and we don't want anyone disappointed thinking that they can sign on the last minute. It is rain or shine. It's rained every year, and it hasn't deterred 5,000 people from coming. When I say rain, it stops, it starts, and most of the time, it's the whole night is pretty good, but we do suggest you bring a pop-up and have a great, great time, an absolutely great, great time. I'm going to give a shout-out to the borough, to our local police force that is just absolutely incredible in helping us put this on so it's safe for everyone and the traffic is safe in terms of getting to the site. I want to thank Mike Campion and his DPW crew, because, oh my gosh, there are troops on the ground. They just help us with setup and cleanup and everything else, and I can't say enough about these guys. They're right there for us, for our vendors, every step of the way, from the setup time to closing. And it's just really amazing. They have a good time. We're thrilled to have them and really to put on this event we couldn't do it successfully without them. So huge shout out to them as well. Again, if you're interested, you can email us for a packet at salsanite@helplinehc.org, salsanite@helplinehc.org, or give us a call at 908-782-4357. And I hope in the next few weeks, we are going to have a couple of our sponsors here with us on the radio show to talk about what they do and also why they are such good community players and always supporting us. It's just amazing that they just give and give and give. And we have people who are being sponsors for years now and call us and say, when is it? You know, we're putting it in our budget. We're putting it on the calendar. So that's a really amazing thing that the nonprofits and the business community, for-profits, come together to really support this community in so many ways. Because, again, as I said before the break, Salsa Night, of course, it's a fundraiser for 100 and Helpline. But it also supports the businesses and in the area. It also showcases them. It showcases Flemington. We're all winners from this effort. It's a true collaboration of showing what Hunterdon County has, which showing what Flemington has, and supporting all of that. So I'm just really proud to be part of that community. It's nobody's staying in their own silo, so to speak. Everybody is reaching out to the other to make sure that this is the most wonderful community to live in, to play in, and to work in. So it's really great to have all these people on board, whether they're a sponsor or a vendor. And again, the diversity is absolutely amazing. I always liken Salsa Night to the dish salsa. While it has, obviously, the theme is that Latino base, we've got food from hot dogs to Latino fare to French food to Italian food. And like Salsa Night, or like Salsa the Dish, and like Salsa Night, it's the ingredients that make salsa. All of the little ingredients, those little pieces put in a bowl together to make the whole. And that's why I love Salsa Night, because we all come together as little pieces for that amazing dish. And that amazing dish ends up being Salsa Night, where we just have a blast, but also are showcasing what each of us do, what each of us offer the community, and how we work together to make it happen and make it happen successfully. So again, 908-782-4357, or email us at salsanite, all one word, at helplinehc.org for a sponsor or vendor packet. And I like to think we do right by our sponsors. We constantly advertise them. They don't come off our website right after the event. They stay up there all year round. We give thanks on social media, thank them here on the Hands Across Hunterdon show, and really try to show our appreciation. So, again, give us a call. This is an opportunity. More than 5,000 people show up, rain or shine, and we just have an absolute blast. So we're going to talk a little bit more about what you are, in fact, supporting when you come to a fundraiser such as Salsa Night when we come back from these messages.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Let's play ball.
That's President Trump last night with a message that came in via a video feed on the Jumbotron as Republicans and Democrats came together after the shooting that targeted Republican lawmakers practicing for the annual congressional baseball game. With more on the game that was played at Washington's Nationals Park, here's Mark Mayfield.
Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin of New York says the shooting reminds people that they're on the same team despite political differences.
You know, there are liberal Democrats, conservative Republicans, and many people in between, but we care about each other, we talk to each other, we know about each other's families, and we know each other's passions on the issues.
The more than 100-year-old event saw the Democrats beat the Republicans 11-2.
At least 30 people now known to be dead from Wednesday's devastating apartment building fire in London, but British news outlets are reporting that death toll could rise to near 100. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it is Angie with Daybreak USA. Not sure what to give Dad on Father's Day? Well, joining us is the guy's guy, the man's man, Bob Guinea. Bob has partnered with some great gifts. All right, let's start with that. How about something for the dad who likes to entertain?
Well, you know, a recent survey showed that over 65% of dads would enjoy receiving steak as a gift, and Omaha Steaks has everything Dad needs for the perfect barbecue. You're entertaining with a barbecue, you want this. It's the Father's Day T-Bone gift package. It includes a massive 30-ounce T-bone steak, gourmet jumbo franks, potatoes au gratin, New York cheesecake, and 8 sliders for under $60. And, you know, everyone loves to have a little after-dinner coffee. So if Dad wants a great cup of coffee, Keurig Green Mountain has the perfect gift bundles. Sphero just launched their Ultimate Lightning McQueen. It's an app-enabled interactive race car that uses the newest advancements in technology to create the most lifelike Lightning McQueen ever. For more info, visit dailylounge.com.
Excellent. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
The weather forecast for today begins with scattered showers and thunderstorms before 1 p.m. Cloudy with a high near 76 and easterly winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 50%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except for higher amounts, are possible in the thunderstorms when they arrive. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 7 p.m., cloudy with a low around 68, and southeasterly winds around 6 miles per hour, becoming calm after midnight. The chance of precipitation is 50%. On Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies, and a high near 83. Light and variable winds become southerly between 5 and 7 miles per hour in the afternoon. The chance of precipitation is 50%. On Saturday evening, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, and a low around 70. South winds around 7 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 40%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts will be possible during thunderstorms. On Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms again, mostly cloudy skies, and a high near 88. South winds between 8 and 14 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 50%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch again. During thunderstorms, that might be higher. Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, with a low around 71, and the chance of precipitation is 50%. Monday, start your work week with showers and thunderstorms once again. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall, and the high will be near 83. The chance of precipitation is 80%. You are back with Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's show, and I am Susan Lax. I am the executive director of Hunterdon Helpline, your host of the show. This is a fun thing for an executive director to do. To host this show every week and to have some guests on. Today we don't have any guests. We're talking about salsa night, but we should in the next few weeks have a lot of our sponsors coming on who are sponsoring salsa night and that incredible event which I have been talking to you about. It's July 15th from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., a great way to showcase your business. And if you're interested in a sponsorship or a vendor packet, just give us a call at 908-782-4357, 908-782-4357, or email us at salsanight@helplinehc.org. Salsanight's all one word, at helplinehc.org. And it is our biggest fundraiser for 100 and Helpline. And I said before the break that I would tell you, well, what is it exactly that you're supporting? Besides your own business, besides your own family fund, so to speak, if you're just showing up as a participant, you are supporting a 48-year-old institution in Hunterdon County. We have been around for 48 years providing people assistance 24/7, 365 days out of the year. We actually started out as a teen hotline that many years ago and was so successful doing that, providing anonymity for teens for any issue, any challenge that they had, and directing them to the appropriate resource, that we expanded it to everyone. Anyone who is in need for any challenge can give us a call at 1-800-272-4630, 1-800-272-4630, or our local line 908-782-4357. For any reason, any challenge. We also have our community translation center, so if English is not your first language and you want to call, we will provide the appropriate translator in so many different languages. I can't begin to tell you, of course, Spanish, French, German, Russian, Polish, Japanese, Chinese, Tagalog, the list goes on. So there's no barrier to receiving our assistance. Again, that's 24/7, 365 days. We have been doing this for 48 years. You can call us for basic human needs, support for seniors and persons with disabilities, children, youth, and families, physical and mental health resources, employment resources, community information, emergency shelter, suicide prevention, compassionate listening. If you have to get information about the link, we have a direct radio line to dispatch, as well as the drivers. The list goes on and on, and that's because it is our job to know what the resources are, not just in Hunterdon County, but regionally, statewide, as well as federally, so that we can give you the most robust linkage to the resources and assistance that you need. Our community resource specialists not only are trained to answer your call, but also have at their fingertips a directory of 1,500 programs and services so that they can refer you to, again, the answer to your challenge. You may call for one thing and we may discern that, you know what, you really need something else as well. And why don't we give you that information? If you have an emergent need, you might say, you know what, maybe another time. No problem, no pressure. But again, we're there to give you the most robust assistance. We work with all the other organizations in the community, whether they're nonprofit, whether they're for-profit, whether they're government, whether they're in healthcare, whether they are in legal industries, we are there. Knowing exactly what they can provide, if they have funding to provide it. Unfortunately, sometimes we do have to say that here's one organization I would refer you to, but I happen to know that their funding ran out and they're not yet in the cycle of being able to assist. Again, that's Hunterdon Helpline's job. So 24/7, 365 days out of the year, whatever your need, please call us. We are your first call for help at 1-800-272-4630 or 908-782-4357. After hours, we are the helpline for both Hunterdon County and Somerset County, particularly for sheltering, for emergent needs. If you find yourself out on the street for whatever reason, these are the numbers that you call for assistance, and we will try to resolve your situation in the moment. If we can't, once again, We have at our fingertips the information that you need to hopefully resolve your issues. So lots of things going on 24/7. My staff is constantly at the ready and knows so much about the county, about the resources, about funding and so forth in order to be able to assist people. And it's just amazing to sit in the office and field some of those calls and be able to help somebody. It is truly something that I know I'm personally very proud of. I know that our Board of Trustees are very proud of. And a lot of people say, 48 years, I've never heard of Huntington Helpline. Well, thank goodness maybe you haven't had to use this service. But I would tell you that most of us at any given time, if not ourselves, a family member, a friend, a neighbor, a colleague at work, some associate through an organization perhaps, has used Huntington Helpline. We get thousands of calls every year. So we're there for you, for your friend, for your family, etc. Just a case scenario, you may be calling, for instance, for utility assistance. Maybe you didn't pay your utility assistance bill and you just got a shutoff notice. And you give us a call because you don't know what to do. We'll be able to tell you what organizations can help you in the moment. We can tell you what organizations have budget programs that can assist you throughout the year. And more importantly, if for some reason you didn't pay your bill because you're underemployed or unemployed, well, then there's another reason for you being in your situation, and we would like to help with that as well and direct you to employment opportunities, to educational opportunities, to get employment. So if you're ready to do that, or if your friend's ready or your family member's ready to kind of go beyond that emergent need, that's what we try to assist with. And being able to do that is very important because we don't want to just say, okay, call this organization up and they'll pay your utility bill, because that doesn't solve the problem. We're looking at solving the problem. And one of the ways we do that, in addition to our 24/7 helpline, is we have our own programs and services, sort of filling in the gap of programs and services in the community. For instance, if you are in need of employment, we have our Work Connectivity Program, which very specifically helps a Huntington County potential employee get a job with a Huntington County employer. We are trying to match the local workforce with local businesses because that's a win-win. It's a win-win for the business, it's a win-win for the resident, and it's certainly a win-win for our county in terms of economic development. We want residents here being employed and also purchasing goods and services in our area. We want businesses to thrive because they don't have to go out of the county to tap into a workforce. So we're very proud of our Work Connectivity Program. It's been running on a shoestring, and yet we've been able to interview quite a number of candidates and also place. That list is growing. I just posted on social media that we just placed somebody who was rejected resume after resume after resume until she came to Work Connectivity. So we've got a number of Work Connectivity clients who have already been matched with Huntington County businesses. And we have taken that a step further by collaborating with Fisherman's Mark, Norwest CAPS Career Life and Transition Center, and Hart's Commuter Services for a program we're calling For Work. And what we do And this has come out of our experience with people who are looking for a job and what the barriers are. What we do is, as a collaboration, we assess a potential employee's job skills and also what barriers they might have that are impeding them to getting a job. Maybe it's childcare, maybe it's transportation, maybe it's a language barrier. We then go ahead and connect them with our own programs and services to overcome those skill or the lack of skills in a certain area that they're interested in, and also overcome those barriers so that they can then connect with an employment service or programs such as Work Connectivity and move forward towards employment. Another part of For Work is that once these assessments are done, we don't just link the folks to our programs and services, but again, because this is what Helpline always does, to all the appropriate programs and services throughout the county. So we're very excited about that. We've already got a couple of people on board. This just started, just got out of the gate, as I say in my equine language, and yet we already have a couple of people who are about to go through the assessment process. So just one of the things that we do at Helpline, that when you support our fundraisers, you are supporting these programs and services. Got to take a break. We'll be right back with more information about Helpline and, of course, more information about Salsa Night.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon. We've been talking about Salsa Night, our biggest fundraiser, and we've been also talking about why it's important to support Helpline, a 48-year-old institution here in the community. We talked a little bit about the employment services and our new collaboration with Fisherman's Mark and Norwest Caps Career Life and Transition Center and HART, commuter services, and what that collaboration means to us in the county is that we are not just doing our own work, but we are complementing the work of another organization, and they are complementing ours. And so together we can give a more robust, holistic assistance to our clients. I was called the other day by the Courier News, who wanted some more information about Four Work. And he said, well, what's the difference between Four Work and my Work Connectivity Program? Well, my Work Connectivity Program actually interviews the person ahead of time, pre-vets, and then matches them to a Hunterdon and County employer after Work Connectivity decides that this person is suitable to the job descriptions of the positions that are available. We also go follow that person through the appropriate steps, help with resume, et cetera, et cetera. That's actually connecting to employment and doing some footwork so that the employer doesn't have to do it. And once they get that person, they know that person has already been pre-vetted. That person is not coming to them without the job skills that they need. And then they do their own vetting, of course, to determine whether or not they would hire them. Well, in the case of For Work, this collaboration of these four agencies, what we actually do is assess them on our front. So the person would be assessed according to the work connectivity application. The person will be assessed for transportation needs. This person will be assessed for computer skills. The person will be assessed for barriers, social barriers to employment. I mentioned a few before, child care, language, transportation obviously is you know, another kind of barrier, but what is preventing that person from getting a job could be physical or mental health. And so once we make those assessments and then connect them to our specific programs and services, that person will be much better assisted towards their career path. So, and then also, like I said before the break, they will also be referred to other agencies and services when appropriate as well. And being part of that collaboration, again, not just fortifies the work of all of us, but it fortifies that client. Instead of being in one program and trudging along, three other organizations have their back, so to speak. And the other programs and services that you support just for coming to a helpline fundraiser, education or literacy services, again, it's also going to be part of the For Work initiative, because a barrier, as I said before, could be language, could be literacy. And our literacy program is very specific, matches an adult learner with an adult tutor. This could be an ESL student, but it can also be someone who is a native English speaker, may have fallen through the cracks at school or what have you, and really needs to improve reading and writing comprehension skills in order to receive employment or to go on to higher education or gain their GED, etc. We have, I just did a report for one of our donors about Helpline's Literacy Services program, and it's just been amazing. We have probably an average of 35 active students every year. We've had waiting lists, 30 or more people who want to learn English. It's been difficult to get enough volunteers because they have to go through our certification program in order to do this. We're very serious about this and the rubrics involved and what the outcomes and measurements will be. This is the first time that we have more tutors than students on the waiting list, because people are jumping on board and realize that this is a extremely worthwhile program to volunteer for. And Helpline is so appreciative. I mean, this program is huge. We teach English in a very different way that people are used to. And what's nice about the matching of the student with the tutor is that we take this show on the road. We go to where the student is. We stop creating more barriers by saying, okay, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Wednesday. Can you make it? Well, I'm working. Okay, so come to the one at 6 o'clock. Well, I don't have childcare. I have to get dinner. My family's coming home. We'll go wherever you are and at whatever time is convenient for you, for the most part. Okay, not at 3 o'clock in the morning. We won't do that. So that is huge. And the whole barrier issue is huge. How do we eliminate the barriers so that people get the assistance that they need? So Literacy Services tries to eliminate that barrier by doing that. The For Work program, those assessments will go out to where that person is. They don't have to come 3 o'clock to Flemington if they live in Lambertville. If they live in Clinton, they don't have to wait for a scheduled event, if you will, in Clinton. They call Helpline, and we will set them up with an appointment in their area at their convenience. Getting rid of those barriers is absolutely huge. Absolutely huge. Our senior and disability services division, another thing you're supporting when you come out to Salsa Night, so our seniors can age in place. This is a growing population in our county, and many of our seniors, 60 and older, are homebound, are not accessing the resources that they should, and we keep a check on them. They want to stay at home, like all of us. How do we do that? Well, we call them every day. Are you okay? Have you fallen? Are you experiencing a health issue that we need to get you help with? Or you're okay, or you just need somebody to talk to because you haven't talked to anybody all day long because you are isolated. Our friendly visitor program, and we are in need of volunteers, people, if you're listening. We have our volunteers go out and visit our folks. And again, it may be the only visit from another human being that is not health-related, like a nurse aide or what have you, that they have all week long. So we're running out of time. All I can say is when you support a 100 and Helpline fundraiser, you are supporting your family, your friends, your neighbors, the people that you work with, and you're doing great work. Give us a call at 908-782-4357, 908-782-4357, or 1-800-272-4630. We are your first call for help, and we hope to see you Salsa Night, July 15th. Coming up next, Home Sweet Home.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Let's play ball.
That's President Trump last night with a message that came in via a video feed on the Jumbotron as Republicans and Democrats came together after the shooting that targeted Republican lawmakers practicing for the annual congressional baseball game. With more on the game that was played at Washington's Nationals Park, here's Mark Mayfield.
Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin of New York says the shooting reminds people that they're on the same team despite political differences.
You know, there are liberal Democrats, conservative Republicans, and many people in between, but we care about each other, we talk to each other, we know about each other's families, and we know each other's passions on the issues.
The more than 100-year-old event saw the Democrats beat the Republicans 11-2.
At least 30 people now known to be dead from Wednesday's devastating apartment building fire in London, but British news outlets are reporting that death toll could rise to near 100. This is USA Radio News.
Well, the senior games are taking place right now, and I think it's so exciting. It's in Birmingham. My uncle's already flown out. He's competing in tennis, but we've got someone that is well-known in the running world, Catherine Switzer, the first woman to run the Boston Marathon in 1967 as a numbered entry, despite attempts to drag her off the course because she was a woman. Catherine, welcome.
Angie, wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me.
What an exciting story. You just ran the marathon again.
I was blessed to be able to get to that starting line and ran a great race, really not much slower than when I ran 50 years before.
Wow.
But, you know, I'm not exceptional, Angie. People can really take charge of their lives and do much more than they ever believe is possible.
And you are inspiring seniors to stay healthy, and you've teamed up with a major organization. So tell us how we can find out more and follow you.
Yes, I've teamed up with Humana. I'm really excited about this partnership. They believe, as I do, that active aging is very, very important to our health. You can find more about them and the National Senior Games by following Humana on Facebook.
Excellent. Thanks, Catherine.
Russia says it may have killed the leader of ISIS in an airstrike in Syria last month, but it's not sure. And U.S. military officials say so far they have no evidence to back up Russia's claim. Russia's defense ministry says a May 28th raid in Syria did target a high-level meeting of ISIS leaders that included Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi in Raqqa. President Trump is really going after Hillary Clinton in a round of tweets, as we hear from Lisa Carter.
President Trump is asking why Hillary Clinton is not the subject of a Russia investigation while he is. On Twitter, the president also raised questions about Clinton's family and, quote,